Yeah, yeah. 1, 2. Turn me up in the headphones a little bit. Like to feel it. Ha! Stack federal dollars. We from the bottom. They don't want us to rise.
Paralyzed, restricted, institutionalized. Sacrifice objects, niggas will never rise. If you paid attention, you caught it, I spell prison. Government's the computer, jail is just the software. Multiple upgrades, a concept with a forebears. The system is designed for the soul to get off here. Bitches will spell I love you, letters don't make it here. Even real niggas be struggling with they first share. Branded and beat profusely, psychological warfare. Being inhumane is the foundation of this game. Ain't no interest in your phobia. Agoraphobia, claustrophobia, monophobia. You see it twice a day, it's diplopia and utopia. Once you release, your diagnosis was xenophobia. Peep the geniusness, a spike in your weaknesses. Why you playing the yard, strengthening your weaknesses?
If you study the historical evidence of the population of those who were incarcerated, you will be surprised to see.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind. Okay, what was I asking?
So we're gonna, you guys getting ready to get started? Should we just start it?
Or let's just start it.
My favorite era.
I had took both of the grinders out.
Leave Which it one to is weed. Better?
Okay, so this one's good if you want to have like a lot of weed, like chunky.
I want to break down the eighth.
Yeah.
Right.
This one's good if you want to just do a solo sesh, have a nice fine amount of weed, and a quick, slow, it's not slow burn when you have this really. I think this makes the weed burn faster, according to me.
But they don't call me the weed connoisseur for nothing.
Sending shots.
Watch out now. She out here.
You know, all right. So, welcome back to, don't know if I'm ready.
Are we on?
I don't know, actually. I forgot to look up. Okay. Yeah, we did. Welcome back. Everyone say hello.
Peace.
Up here, Naughty King T.
Okay. Stack federal dollars, live from the Power City, Montego Bay. Hey,
okay. OG Leash in the building. So I am here with the one, the only Stack Federal Dollars as well. We got Naughty in the building. Stack, introduce yourself and your, what do you do? Who are you? Are you an artist? Are you just a creative? Are you a rapper? What are you?
First of all, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank you for allowing me to be on your platform. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful. I appreciate you. As for myself, I'm Stack Federal Dollars, live from the Power City, aka Paterson, New Jersey. I'm an up and coming artist, black Latino, Afro Peruvian. You know what I mean? And we out here.
Okay. So is that where you get that, I don't want to mispronounce it, but
you're... Manteca Pai. Mm-hmm. That's just something that I thought would be, that would, pardon me, that would separate me from other artists. Because you know how Jada got the, aha! You know what I'm saying? And then when you hear Jay, he'll say like, yeah, it's Hova. You know what I mean?
So like a catchphrase. So this is your catchphrase.
Exactly, that's my catchphrase, indeed. Manteca Pai. And it's surprisingly because a couple people, they see me in the streets, they won't even call me Stack. They're like, Manteca Pai.
Really? Yeah. What does that mean? Is there a translation?
It's dope, brother. Manteca, you know what I'm saying? It's dope.
It's
and then
dope.
Pai is short for compadre.
Okay.
So compadre is like, you know, like your brother, your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it stands for.
That's great. Wow. Okay. All right, well, anything, I know that you said you've had some, the song that we just listened to that was the intro.
Yeah.
And then what are the two tracks that you wanted to highlight that are going to be on this?
Oh, yeah, we definitely got a new project coming out, which is called Just Another Street Musician. You know what I mean? It's 9 tracks, executive produced by my brother, Rob, Keith, and myself. And we also have other beats on there from my cousin, Big Grudge, and the homie Mo Sounds. and that's due to come out October 11th. Just got the date today, October 11th, and I sent you, I think the first song that we listened to was Prison.
Yes.
Yeah, Prison. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then the other song
for the song of the week.
Yeah, know what I'm saying? That'll be The World Is Yours.
Okay. Were
both produced by Rob and Keith, you know what I mean?
Now, can you tell me a little bit of, like, the background? Is there any background to those, or, like, the moment that you wrote those lyrics?
Yeah,
like
definitely,
that?
You know what I'm saying? In reference to a prison, I'm speaking about how it became more of a business. It's not really any shape, form, or form rehabilitation for our brothers and sisters that go into prison. Yeah, we have done some acts that may warrant us to go to prison.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we just come out worse, you know?
Yeah.
So it should be, I believe that it should be another way to help us change our frame of minds.
Yeah.
Instead of prison, mm-hmm. because locking us in a hole, a lot of people.
And that's one thing they always
yeah,
do. When
yeah,
prison,
exactly.
Like,
you know,
exactly.
it just makes us worse. Makes us more of an animal, and no matter how much we believe that we've worked physically inside, mentally we're missing something.
It dehumanizes you.
Exactly. Word. So that's what prison's about. It's more of a business, and they really don't care about us, just like Michael Jackson said.
Oh, okay.
They don't really care about us.
Sorry. So
no, don't be sorry. We here. Real
listen,
time.
Like, Leash, listen. So, what? Tell us a little bit about your upcoming project. What's it called?
Just Another Street Musician. I'm saying it's an acronym that I took from the letters of my kids' names. So my daughter's name is Janessa, and my son's name is Sumo. So I took a couple letters from each name and just put it together. Just Another Street Musician. Mm-hmm. And before that, I had Sumo structured under Monetary Order, and then I had Janessa, Just Another. Just adding numbers, exercising street smarts.
Wow.
Yeah, so I named both of my albums after my
children.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
this is
so,
what I do it
that
for.
That touches
you know
my
saying?
Heart. That's really sweet.
I do it for them.
Mm-hmm. And so are they a lot of the tracks that are on the upcoming album, is it about your family life?
No, it's not about my family life, but there are little messages that I throw in there that are directed toward my kids, mm-hmm. you know?
Okay, for them to hear in the future?
Yeah,
or?
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
Would you let them listen to your songs? Right? How old are they?
I'm saying my daughter, she's 7 and my son is 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I would let them definitely sit down and I would break it down like this means that means this,
mm-hmm.
and this is the reason why I said this, this is the reason why I said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's important.
So you said that actually before we came on, you told me that you've been in this industry for about 10 years now.
Yeah, indeed.
So. That, and you just said your son was 10. So let me ask you a question. What was it like being a young father and also trying to get your name in the rap industry? Like, how was it hard? Was it a struggle?
It's always a struggle, you know, because you have priorities before uncertainties,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's what separates the people who really want to make this happen from those that just make it a hobby,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because it's going to be time when that wishing well, it runs out, it runs dry. So you have to just go off what you feel and what you love, you know? So it was definitely hard to answer your question, but
mm-hmm.
we still here, we still creating music,
mm-hmm.
we still, you know what I'm saying, boots on the pavement.
Dope. Okay, is there anything else you would like to add about your craft, your talent?
I guess, you know what I'm saying, what separates me from my craft, from separates me from other people also doing this would be that I also incorporate my Peruvian slang in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I rep hard for my black Latinos.
Exactly.
It's that red, white, and red, boy. Fuck
mm-hmm.
you, me. You know what I'm saying? We
yeah.
out here. So that would definitely separate me from other artists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
And I'm not chasing a wave because, you know, a lot of people are doing what's out right now. And when you listen to my album, you're not going to hear none of that.
No mainstream.
You're not going to hear any of that trap music. You're not going to hear any of that. Screw, screw. Nah, it's none of that on there.
No Migos?
Nah.
You're not going to hear no Ellis?
Shout
Come
out to
on.
Everybody that's moving in that direction. You know what I'm saying? I wish you the best. But as for myself, I don't see myself, you know, writing anything
mm-hmm.
in that format.
Okay. All right. I respect it. And
Thank
I like
you.
It. And I will definitely keep my eye out. You said the release date.
October 11th. We just got the word. You know what I'm saying? October 11th. We out here in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all that.
Just another street musician.
Indeed, indeed.
I like it. All right, so and we're going to get into the what we have. All right, I'm going to tell you the segment. So it's What's the Strain?
Right.
That's where we like to go into the details of what we're smoking on this week. Which, since we already been about 3 blunts in, right, Taj?
3 blunts, I think that's, that's being bashful. That's being humble.
Not accounting for what I've been smoking all day, but.
They go hard in here, man. Yeah, I got secondhand smoke.
I think it's like 5 blunts for me today.
Yeah.
Because I had a week in big, and I always do a double session in the morning. But. Yeah, so I get 5 blunts. But we're going to actually roll again. And the strain that we're smoking on this week is East Orange Kush, because I don't know.
Was it directly grown in East Orange?
Yeah, I
want
to say.
No, so the thing I do on the podcast is like, when it annoys me because it's the plug, I usually get plugs that are in the hood that they never know the strain names. Shout out to the plug. So they never know the strain name. So I always just be like, all right, so I got it from the East Orange plug, and he said it was some type of kush. So we're going to call it East Orange Kush.
There you go.
So, listen, and it annoys me. I really like to know the strain. So shout out to all the plugs out there. If you're messing with Lit Like Leash, I like to know my strains. Thank you very much. So East Orange Kush, we're going to roll it in these juicy hemp wraps that Taj brought to put Leisha on to more things that are non-tobacco. But they're, what flavor, Taj? What flavor are these?
Mango. They got to be mango.
They're called manic, actually. I thought you would know off the bat.
But it says manic, but it smells like mango.
All right. But while we get into after What's the Strain, we talk about what's the tea. So we go into our social injustices that kill our highs, and we also talk about social media and the stuff that made me want to laugh during my session. Exactly.
It's a balance.
Exactly. So, did you have any topics that you saw on the media, like, before I get into my extensive list? Like, anything else other than what I sent you?
Let's see. What could we possibly talk about besides that? First and foremost, I guess we would want to say rest in peace to Mac Miller, right?
Yes.
Mac Miller.
Yes. A really devastating moment in hip hop. Young. That's the reason why it's devastating, because he's young. Mm-hmm. And, we don't know what people are going through. And it seems like it's a trend right now. A lot of people are dealing with mental issues. And we just say to you, whoever's dealing with these situations, find somebody that you can really talk to.
Exactly.
Find somebody you can really talk to before you put your life to an end. Because you do matter.
And something to add on to that is that you never, ever know what demons somebody got, bro. Like, that man was really battling demons, and he was making this music still, spreading this positive energy that was always constant in every album that he had. And even though we saw the fallout from his addiction and his substance abuse from battling those demons that he had, like, he still was out there still spreading that message of be yourself, be human. You can be vulnerable, and you can still do things and still be yourself and have human capabilities, because we're all human. We all go through those stages. Indeed. So, I don't know. Shout out to him, man. He was such a big influence. Such a big influence on me, on people I know, on artists that I listen to.
Mac Miller was a great influence on me.
Listen, like, he was a sound of a generation. Like, my high school, my middle school, my college years. Mm-hmm. What? Mac Miller. That was Mac Miller all the way.
Okay.
So shout out to him. I said on the Twitter yesterday, I don't know, follow Lit Like Leash on Twitter, but I said that every September 7th is going to be Mac Day, because that's the day he passed, and he was that inspirational to me just to want to do this podcast.
His legacy alive.
Yeah, so, shout out to that every year. Stay tuned, guys. Next year will definitely be Mac Day. Also shout out, we didn't say, not shout out, R.I.P. to Aretha Franklin. We didn't say anything last week about her passing. Yeah, but we're definitely going to be talking about that shipwreck of a eulogy.
I mean, but you think about it, it was 9 hours. It's a 9-hour production.
Let me just say this, and no disrespect to Aretha or her family, but we have to do this. This definitely showed me that we have to do better as a community when it comes to handling our death, like handling, like putting our things in order for after we pass. I think we need to actually make that a thing because of the fact that she didn't have a will, but she had outfit changes.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, it's like Mike Tyson said, everybody got a plan until they get punched in the face. You know, so.
But she had that planned already.
She had the outfit planned?
Yeah, those were, she had, her funeral was planned. These were all her wishes. The 100 pink Cadillac.
That probably was like toward the end when she already knew it was over with.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that probably was like, she probably didn't want to write no will. Who knows? That's hard to say.
And that's the thing. Like, yeah. Today is not, tomorrow's not promised. Like, you could really.
You're right about that. She had 100 pink Cadillacs?
Boy, that sounds crazy. Maybe she just ran herself dry.
Wow, 100 pink Cadillacs.
Like, sis, it was definitely Detroit, right? A diva's funeral. It was, I think it was in Detroit, I think. I wanted to actually talk about the funeral because there were a couple instances that were not so holy
right. In
the church and didn't really serve Christianity too well in the eyes of everybody else that were on Twitter. Mm. So did you hear about the eulogy?
Yeah, I definitely heard about that. I think that in reference to the eulogy, I think the reverend was speaking more upon the injustice and less on her legacy. So I think that was the problem there. He went on a tantrum about what he was feeling inside, and he definitely just vented at the wrong place, the wrong time.
He started making statements about how
a woman can't raise a man.
It was so inappropriate. Yeah. Like, especially when Aretha Franklin raised 4 sons.
Right, right.
Like, come on.
It's just I think he just fell off his rocker I guess he got nervous, one, and he just blew it.
That man, if he was nervous, maybe that's why he grabbed Ariana Grande's boobs. Maybe that's why he did that.
I don't think he grabbed her boobs.
Did you not see a picture?
I scrutinized the video, and he's taller than her. So, okay. Two, if he would have put his hand on her back, it would look like he grabbing her ass.
Mm-hmm.
So he embraced her from the side. And from the side, it don't look like he was cupping her. Mm-hmm. It was just she was just short. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I saw. I didn't really see nothing inappropriate there. I just think that the people were so invested in the length of her dress that they just
that
kept
was
pushing
another story.
Forward. But yo, she's a young girl. What do you think she's gonna wear?
She's not a young girl. She's 25.
She's 25. She's still in her prime. What do you think she's going to wear? She's not going to wear a dress all the way down to her ankles.
The effort. Okay, so here's the thing that I want to say about that. We can't make someone in their youth for forever. Like, someone can't be 20 to us for forever. She cannot have the same image as a teenager to preteen to adult. Forever,
but
you're grown.
How is
Nicki Minaj 25 though?
You're grown, and you know that it was. First of all, you can't. Okay, excusing from that, you cannot say that was a funeral appropriate dress. Would you have let your cousin or your sister or your aunt or your whoever your female relative walk out to go to a funeral in a dress that went right to her the bottom of her ass?
Like I said, those are not my daughters. If that was my daughter, it'd be different. You know what I'm saying? But you talking about my aunt, my cousin, my sister, whatever. They got their own lives. If you think that's appropriate.
Okay. Hey, you're right. You know everyone has their opinion.
Right. If it was my daughter, then that'd be a different story. Like, you know you got to go upstairs and change. You ain't going like that.
Okay. All right, yeah. Okay. I don't know if I would have rolled like that to Aretha Franklin. Her
and then you know, plus she's singing, so therefore you know she had to wear something that's gonna
no more comfortable,
not comfortable, but she had to wear for the lack of better word, stunning. I would guess
that wasn't stunning. was stunning?
No, I'm saying it had to be like an outfit for her performance. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Oh, so you mean something that's gonna like wow them?
Yeah.
Draw attention.
Right, and that's what it did. Because you definitely saw you saw Bill Clinton back there, right?
He's a pedophile. I need him to really chill out. All right, I need him to chill. He's a pervert. I need him to chill. He's not a pedophile, because then again, I keep thinking she's a teenager, but she's actually grown. But
Ariana Grande looked like she's like 12.
But forever 12.
She's like 25.
When I found out she was 25 and still rocking the ponytail I saw her with on Disney Channel, I was just Sam really confused.
Like, why? That shit's weird.
I only know because my kids be watching.
You listen.
That. Yeah.
But yeah, that was something that Aretha Franklin's funeral, R.I.P., a legend.
Yeah, R.I.P., because a lot of people sampled her music and kept her legacy alive that way. Mm-hmm. The hip-hop community kept her legacy alive that way.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about, actually, let me just go on a tangent. What do you think about when people say R.I.P. to legends or artists that die unexpectedly?
I think that, you know what I'm saying, on the real, that if you really weren't showing that person any respect throughout the year, mm-hmm. and then automatically it's like, oh my God, I'm so hurt, whatever the case may be, how hurt can you really be?
I think it's fake love.
You weren't really connected with that individual.
Exactly.
That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I feel about the situation with Mac Miller. You know, he passed away and everybody's like, R.I.P., R.I.P. But how much did you really big him up? You know what I'm saying?
When he was alive.
Exactly. Like, I follow you on Instagram and I didn't see you not one time say, yo, this person influenced me or whatever the case may be. Well, all of a sudden it's like, yo, I can't believe he's dead. He was such an influence, blah, 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 da, da, da.
And it was really what's heartbreaking is that, like, everybody's listening to his album that dropped now. When, right. like, literally the right. day it yeah. dropped, I was tweeting, was. Like, oh, my God, Mac Miller dropped. Oh, my God, I didn't know he was doing a surprise album. I'm sitting there, because I follow Mac Miller.
Right.
I was sitting there, and then I saw, actually, someone tweeted that, you know, one of the artists was like, I was just talking to Mac 3 days ago, and he and I were just talking about how everybody was like, oh, when he dropped his album, everybody was like, nobody even listen to Mac Miller no more. Mm. Fuck him. Who listens to Mac?
Right.
Boo, he mad old. And then, like, he was like, me and Mac Miller were talking about it, he was like, if I die, people would be, like, acting like they never said that.
Right.
And he was like, fuck y'all, RIP to a real one. Like, yeah, for real, truth. Because people act like they weren't talking bad about him, like, 2-3 weeks ago.
It's the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about social media. Like, people get on there and just start trashing people, and then as soon as somebody dies, just to get the likes, they'll be like, RIP, just to be a part of that situation, you know?
Right. It's always, crazy. This is a generation of FOMO. I've definitely noticed that. The fear of missing out, everybody has a case of that at some point or another.
Right.
and it's always on social media that you see that run rampant.
As soon as something hot, everybody just jump on it, but you have nothing really invested in that at all.
Listen.
Fake love.
Yeah. Yeah. Word up.
Definitely fake love. Another thing I saw, though, in a lighter note, we're going to talk about the mysterious case segment. It was hard for me to decide if I wanted to do it on Nicki Minaj, you know, our dear friend from last week's segment.
Southside.
Or did I want to do it on Cardi B?
BX.
Or did I want to do it on our dear friend Bow Wow?
OH and a dime.
Oh my God, can we keep those ad libs? I don't know. We might just talk about all three. We got 2 hours.
Okay, we here.
Let's talk about all three.
Roll up.
exactly. I've been sitting here with this grinder because I feel like it's making so much noise.
Yeah, I have another second hand blunt.
Hold up.
What did you guys hear recently? Breaking news. What did you guys hear about Nicki Minaj?
Well, last night, you know what I'm saying? I guess it just went off last night at the fashion week. Yeah. It was more than fashion yesterday, I do believe.
It was Land of the Ratchet. It was not fashion week, it was Ratchet Week. Okay. Well,
you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Cardi just crazy. She has this character, you know, and that's who she is. Mm-hmm. You know, and she actually confronted Nicki and went a little further than that. She threw a shoe, mm-hmm. 2 shoes to be exact, and she came out with a knot on her forehead due to the fact that, you know, in between the scuffle, the security guard's trying to hold her back, and she caught one to the head.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, okay, all right, okay. Anything else you heard about it? Like, anything else? You thinking about it?
That's all I heard. I think that they're saying that, you know, it all stemmed from Nicki saying something about the child.
So I'm gonna have to correct you real quick. she liked a comment
that was somebody said about her child. Okay.
And I guess Cardi B saw.
That she liked the comment.
What was the
comment made about her child?
It was talking about, I guess it was talking like about how Cardi was like probably not a good mother.
She's not a good mother.
Yeah.
Now, how do people know that?
Exactly. Like,
are they waking up with Cardi? She probably one of the dopest mothers out there.
Okay.
You know? We don't know that. And that's another thing. Another thing that we should, you know, speak upon. That we quick to tear our sisters down and not quick to, you know what I'm saying, put them on that platform.
Mm.
You know, Cardi out here, she came from the bottom, from the mud. You know, she did numerous things to get ahead. But she never held that against nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She knew her path. She knew her past. And this is where she at. She's reaping the benefits from the work that she put down. Let's applaud that lady. She's no longer, you know what I'm saying, in the hood. She made it out.
Okay, so going on that, she made it out the hood.
Right.
She's no longer in the hood.
Right.
So why is she still?
But she got that hood mentality. Mm-hmm. See? Sometimes you could get out the hood, but you can't take the hood out of you. And that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is with Cardi, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that people love her for that. People love her for that because she doesn't bite her tongue. She doesn't have any hair on her tongue. And she says what other people wish they could say.
Other people like who?
Everybody. Cardi say what everybody's scared to say.
Bang, bang.
Try not to blow into the mic. Cardi did what? I'm sorry. Repeat. I was busy worried about me blowing into the mic.
Cardi says what everybody be scared to say, majority of the time.
Who? And when, if it's not related to Love and Hip Hop?
Even her demeanor, her ratchetness, a lot of girls feel that way. I won't say everyone.
It's like their alter ego.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So she makes music for
She's the ratchet side of every female.
Okay, and I will give you that. When Bodak Yellow came out,
all females have a ratchet side.
You definitely do have a ratchet side.
I'll give you that. Okay, y'all right. All right, she makes it for our alter ego. But is there not, to take away from that, to go off of that really quick,
okay,
is there not a time and a place?
I mean, there's a time and place for everything. But some people don't live by
disrespect.
That. Yeah, people don't live
but
by that.
But disrespect.
But it's not disrespect. That's the thing. That was a childish. That was the moment where you kind of got to get the hood out of the girl, because in a moment like that, around that much money, those people.
Your name is attached during Fashion Week. People go to Fashion Week just to see what everyone's doing.
Exactly.
Fashion Week.
You don't sit there and just start throwing shoes.
At the end of the day, though, I don't think the way she conducted herself took away from what she has accomplished, or nor did it add to what she accomplished.
And that's true.
That everybody's just like, that's Cardi just being Cardi. You know what I'm saying? That's it. They're not going to stop playing her records. They're not going to stop watching her commercials. They're not going to stop paying to see her perform.
Mm-hmm.
It's after Tuesday, it'll be over with.
I'm just going to say,
nobody's
going to
talk
know.
About it no more.
I have to say, I think she's might be blacklisting herself.
You think so?
I think so. I think that someone's going to look at that and be like, I don't know if we should work with Cardi anymore.
Hmm.
Because she can't control or conduct herself as a celebrity, as an influencer, mm-hmm, at a social event like that high class.
Mm-hmm.
Can she conduct herself well enough in the public eye to not betray our image? Should we even work with her? No, I feel like she's gonna kill some of her opportunities with this.
I mean, she definitely did.
But you know what they say, you know what I'm saying? When one door closes, when one metal door closes,
what's she gonna work for, WWE?
No, when one metal door closes, you know what I'm saying, two wooden door open. So
okay,
it is what it is.
I guess we'll see. Like I said, there's always a mysterious case, and the saga will continue.
Indeed.
So, but
like
we're going to go to Nicki. We didn't talk about Nicki. We're going to Cardi
side.
B right now.
Southside.
What's that? Southside Jamaica Queens?
Yeah.
I just guessed. No, I'm awesome.
You're right. You're right on target. Bang, bang, bang.
Listen, so she, I want to hear the male take before I get real rude and disrespectful before I take a puff.
A reference to it.
and Nicki Minaj.
Okay, but what are we speaking upon,
Nicki About Minaj? Her behavior continuing through this week. What do you think?
I mean, I just think that she's a female, you know, looking to be one of the biggest at what she does, mm-hmm. and it didn't work out at this point in time. So therefore, now she's just, you know, doing what she can do. Like, for example, she did the performance on Tidal, right? And she flashed everybody.
Oh.
But after she flashed everybody, like, you could tell in her face, like, she was like, I can't believe I did that, but I did it. Like, you could tell.
Who's her team?
I have no idea.
Who in the world?
I didn't even know about that. I think I saw it, but I thought it was fake. I splashed by it because I was like, maybe that was fake.
When things don't turn out the way you automatically planned them to turn out,
mm-hmm.
so you start looking for different approaches to get to the goal. And that's what
to stay relevant.
And that's what I see is happening right now. You know,
that's definitely what's happening.
She's looking for other avenues, you know, to get to her goal.
Listen, I think it's all.
Her spot.
I would have loved to see Cardi B hit her, though, to be honest. I don't know about y'all.
I'd rather see them on a track together. That's what I'd rather like to see, to be honest with you.
Nah, they're never going to work together.
No.
And first of all, Nicki Minaj is not the type of female rapper to do that. She stated that. She said, I don't like, it's not me that don't like them. They don't like me. Mm. So it's on them if they want to work with me. And she's not working with them.
Right.
So anyway, I think that's a long shot. Somebody said they wanted it to be another.
Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim?
No.
I want to say Lady Marmalade.
Okay.
Like one of those collabs.
They want that to happen with Nicki and all the people she don't like. And I said, y'all got a long shot in hell because that's not happening. Nicki will die before she go and I'm not even a barb. I don't hate Nicki. I like some of her songs.
Right.
I don't like her personality, so I'm not a barb. But I will say that she has a lot of beefs with a lot of female rappers. She got a lot of features, but none of them with female rappers.
Very true.
So, I mean, I don't think she's ever going to be that type of person to put this aside.
I feel like Nicki doesn't like to put... She don't want to see any female be above her.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The situation with Remy Ma.
Iggy Azalea. She be blocking, and Cardi B said something about it on that rant she did on Instagram yesterday. She said she's been blocking opportunities for me.
Going behind doors, telling people this and that. And people come back and tell me that you said this.
May I add that she's rolling that block extremely tight. Nothing's coming out of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish that... Wait, I'll put a sound effect. But, yeah, no. It's the nails, to be honest. Once I started wearing nails a lot more frequently, I learned how to roll better.
Roll game got better.
Listen, get you a girl that could do both.
Bang, bang.
Taj over here falling asleep.
You know how
I invite you to go to sleep.
He's not. I think it's.
He said he smoked 5 blunts already.
She has to.
That's before that.
She don't look like it, dude.
Yeah, it does not look like it. It looks like she about to smoke her first one. What up?
I'm waiting for... Okay, so just to let all the future guests know, if you coming on here, I'm waiting to meet my match. All right, nobody has outsmoked me yet.
Bad lungs. I think you need to come up here, man. What up?
Listen,
I think that'll be a match
right there. It's a contest.
There.
Let me know. If you think you can outsmoke me.
I think Bad Lungs would be a good match for you.
His name is Bad Lungs.
Yeah.
I feel scared.
That
shit sounds
crazy.
He's not got a crazy cough. It's only.
Not your word.
Or his voice might be one of them deep raps ones, you know. Bad Lungs. Yeah. When he rap, yeah.
Bad Lungs.
I'm liking it. Let's see him. Let's see. Tell him to come through. Lit like bleach.
I've been psyched for Bad Lungs. Fuck around. Tap out.
Next time I come through, we need to have them edibles on deck.
Listen, I'm going to hit up my homies at Brooklyn Supply. Bruh. They hooked me up with a cereal bar, but I'm not really a cereal kind of gal.
See, but the thing with the cereal, you know what I'm saying, what holds it together is the mushrooms, right? I'm not the mushrooms, pardon me. The marshmallow. The marshmallows will hold it together, right?
Lace stuff.
And I can't. I can't. Yeah, I don't mess with the marshmallow, man.
The marshmallow.
Yeah.
So it holds it together, right. But I think the way they bake it with the butter that they use, or the oil, I think it's straight from oil. Sorry, that was pretty loud for the podcast. My shit just unraveled, disrespectfully. Wow. So they're just gonna have a whole sesh without us. Wow. I'm joking. I just looked up and saw you had a blunt. My bad.
Over here.
That's the only
you gotta be lit like.
Leash.
Should I have like a bottle of
something?
I wish I had like a. Sorry.
I had like a bottle of Remy.
A bottle of Remy. I want to start, because people that don't smoke, I do want to have a drinking thing available for them.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
H2O is the best thing to drink.
What do you think would be a good alcoholic beverage to get for rappers? If you thought rappers, this is a rapper's drink.
Right.
I don't know. Hennessy. Every rapper definitely has it.
Huh?
Hennessy.
Something that I can afford. That's good.
Well,
I only have a 9-to-5 to support my dreams.
Get that Amsterdam. That Amsterdam, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. What flavor?
Get them all flavors. A different one every week.
But you
saying something you can afford. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. All right, so let's go. I'm going to give you the range.
Amsterdam, I think it's like $15.
At most,
$70
a bottle.
At
most.
You could have got the Henny.
I could have got the Henny.
You could have got the Henny.
Listen, I don't buy a Henny like that.
Yeah. You got the Henny.
I smoke weed. That's what I do. If anything, I do like one of them little like prissy drinks, like the little daughter eaters or something. I learned that from college. Sorry.
Man, not the thotties.
Hello, catch me with the thotties. I always be at the cookouts. Catch me at the Greek cookouts.
You know the little the margarita?
Yeah, the little margarita. Yeah.
In a can sometimes.
I call it thotteritas because whenever I go out and I don't have one, I see nothing but thoughts with them. So I'd be like, all right, I need to get me a thotterita. But I've heard that from other people, though, call it thotteritas.
Thot juice.
Yeah, some thighs. Thot juice.
Thot juice.
Yeah.
He going to call out the potency, too. Damn.
Thot juice.
So I'm going to let you know one thing. All right, Taj. These hemp rollies never stay closed.
Nah, that one, I should have probably rolled it for you. But that one, specifically...
Did you
rip any paper off?
You didn't say that. I was wondering. This is pretty damn long.
Nah,
and I just rolled
it.
The whole shit.
I'm saying, like,
Listen, I got you on the show and you had one job to help me out. Listen, I'm done. I'm joking. But let me go back to the topics. My bad. I'm all over the place. See, I got you in here. Secondary high.
Real time.
Did you hear about Los Angeles?
In reference to it?
Obama.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely going to solidify him with the Marcus Garveys, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King.
That's a great man.
Yeah.
He got a street named after him.
Word.
In L.A. They're going to change it to Barack Obama Plaza or Lane or Street.
And just like every hood in America has a Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard.
It's going to be a Barack Obama one.
You know what I mean? And that's why I said it's going to solidify him with the greats.
Definitely.
That's it.
He needs to be up there.
It was soon to come, though. It was soon to come.
Hello? If he didn't get at least a national park?
Yeah, it was soon to come.
I think that's next.
Yeah, in certain areas of the country, it'll be a Barack Obama, national park or something like that.
Or Memorial Bridge.
Yeah, word. It'll come.
Catch him. Back on also another social injustice. Oh, you know who we didn't talk about? My bad. We'll go back to him actually later. We didn't talk about Bow Wow, but we'll get back to him because
Bow
he got
Wow.
a long list. He got a long list.
Chad Moss.
Bow Wow.
I thought his real name was Bower Rower.
Bower Howard or Howard Bower or something like that.
Somebody said that and I could not stop laughing. But did y'all hear about Colin Kaepernick, though?
I mean, yeah.
If you were black and you ain't hear about Colin Kaepernick or a minority whatsoever or anybody that even watches NFL or just watches the news, like, if you didn't hear about it, I don't know what the fuck happened to you.
And that's another thing, too. You know, the post came out, like, the ad, and everybody was rocking with the post.
Hello.
But how true are you to that statement? That's my thing that I really didn't...
Refresh my memory.
He was like, you have to sacrifice something, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. You know?
I actually like that.
I liked it too. But what I'm saying is, everybody was running with it, but I wanted to know how much
are
you invested in that.
The only person I feel like that was invested in that is Colin Kaepernick.
Not really.
I feel like he risked his whole career.
Yes, but he's not the only one that's invested in that. There's other people that's actually living that train of thought. Aren't
true.
You? Aren't
that's
you
true.
Sacrificing, you know what I'm saying, to make this podcast work?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Going against the law.
Exactly.
You know? So there's other people that's, you know, actually living that. But there's some people that just was posting it just to, you know, to
just
also
to be like
gain
the
likes, just to be a part of it, you
as
know?
Always.
So that's another thing that I saw kind of, that was kind of like a little awkward, a little fraudulent.
I think it was a good win, though. You
no, I'm not saying. Nah, I'm not. Yeah, I think you're taking what I'm
I
trying
think
to
I,
say.
I think I heard what you said and just moved past it.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
The
right,
my
right.
bad. I think you're waiting for a response.
Like,
my bad.
Nah.
Oh, Kaepernick.
Cool.
Let me rewind.
No, but that was a good thing. But the thing that followed after, like people burning Nike and all that, like it was just ridiculous.
White people
That's,
Caucasians do the silliest stuff, man. You know, at the end of the day, why burn all the stuff you already paid for?
Hundreds of dollars.
It wasn't going to make any
difference.
Yeah. It wasn't going to take Colin
Kaepernick
down.
Why don't they take a note from black people and just boycott? I don't get it. Like, why are you burning his stuff?
Why don't you just say I want to fight? Like, we can just get this shit out.
And that's another thing, too. Like, you know, us as black people, the black dollar is so strong, but we don't utilize our strength.
Okay,
we don't utilize our strength in reference to a boycotting those brands that really don't care about us.
Listen, any boycott that happens, I'm on the train. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm going to be honest.
I hop on
that bandwagon.
I believe it.
Who are we boycotting now, though? I missed it. What did Black Twitter say we boycotting now? Are we still on Papa John or did we move?
I think that's the thing.
Because we went Nike.
Right.
I haven't heard anything about boycotting anything else.
No.
I'll figure it out. That'll be on the next episode.
Shunning Papa John's, but showing love to Little Caesars.
You don't like Little Caesars?
No, Little Caesars $5. You know, you can't beat
that. What?
They said the owner was paying Rosa Parks rent for like a year.
What?
Yeah, the owner of Little Caesars.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got it to close. Fuck, Todd.
Yeah, that one kind of be open, especially you have to go through paper.
Just another street musician coming out, you know what I mean? October 11th.
Ah, you funny as hell.
We out here. Shameless plug.
Say it again?
I said just another street musician coming out.
Oh.
October 11th.
We like shameless plugs. Did you hear the last episode? No. I always plug myself. Lit like leash. Yeah. We just talked about it. Wow, are you hitting all my notes? Are you reading my notes?
No. I just did my own work.
Okay, we can go to a mysterious case of Bow Wow then.
Yeah.
You want to do that, Taj?
He wrecked like $300,000.
I just feel like bothering you.
Worth of equipment.
At the studio.
On the shoot, you know what I'm saying? On the site. Because his girl called him up.
Wait, say it again?
His girl called him up. Yeah, recently. He wrecked like $300K worth of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
His girl called him up, you know what I'm saying, let him know that she had like an argument with somebody on there, you know? And this is a classic moment of not in place and time, you know what I'm saying? Not the place, not the time.
But that should be the episode, man.
I guess, you know, he took it into his own hands, wrecked everything, and got crazy with it, and they had to calm him down or whatever the case may be.
Wow.
So
but
I,
this
I
man has been on
a roller coaster.
Roller coaster? No, what is that?
Spiral out of control?
Yes.
Yeah, but I believe that I'm saying that's happening because, you know, he comes from having everything to not having what he used to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a transition that I don't think he got to be able to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't
you know coming
see.
From the kid superstar.
Literally.
I mean, the boy was huger than Michael Jackson at one point in time. Let's just be honest.
I thought Jaden Smith was going to blow up like he did.
You know what I'm saying? He was very big. He was very huge. And the transition from childhood to manhood, I don't think he was able to handle that transition.
not well at all. Because then that whole thing with Soulja Boy happened and everybody was clowning him after that.
Right.
Remember when he did that picture, like, everybody know it's me?
That Vine, everybody know it's me.
Yeah.
But they not, everybody don't know it's me. He was next to the kids.
Yo, my Bow Wow and Soulja Boy had that beef. It was like two kids just arguing with each other.
They seemed like two teenagers, yeah. Like, they was like, I feel like they was in high school.
Making videos sending to each other.
With their crews in the background.
Yeah. And one of them, I think Bow Wow made a video with sound effects on it.
Like, what are we, 10?
I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, that's we live in that world where everybody just vents on social media.
Wow.
Nobody takes the moment to call a family member or somebody who they're really close to. They just automatically grab the phone and be like, you know what, blah, 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 and just let it all loose.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't think about the repercussions or anything of that. They just go straight to social media and just post. And that's a way for them to become trending.
And there's always a persona
trending that
you have to have on social media. You can't be out here faking the front and being sad. Like, not faking the front, but being sad and being depressive. People going to unfollow you. Like, this bitch is sad. She's not depressive.
And that's,
bitch, bye. Get off my timeline.
And that's crazy. So you got to fake it. We're all human. We all have that moment. Not every day. You're not happy every day. You know, or every moment of the day.
And we really got to bring that full circle, front right. and center. Like, mental health is so important, bro. Right. Like, you got to be able to know when you are just not okay. Like,
exactly.
You need
and
help.
It's okay if you're not okay.
Exactly, bro.
It's okay. Just make sure that you speak to somebody about that. Don't try to take your life in your own hands, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you have family and you have friends that really care about you.
Seriously.
So maybe there's a way that, you know, we can find to assist you through that situation.
Just talk to somebody.
Yeah,
you never know how much somebody could just help you with a little bit of advice.
Talking is very good. Sorry for me to keep repeating talk. It's just the smoke got me.
Lit.
Hey.
Got me lit. Like.
Leash.
So at least we're not here smoking tobacco. See.
That's the only thing you're happy about.
No, I'm happy to be on it like leash.
Hey, okay.
Bang.
Can we please keep these sound effects? Like, I'm not even recording over them. Wow. Bow Wow also shaded
Jermaine Dupri. Yeah, he stated something like, you pick up the phone or I'm going to tell the world this. We don't know what it could be.
Well, that also, but he also did a sub Instagram post. He put a post up that said Snoop put me in the game, not you.
Mm-hmm.
But then list who you was and then put no caption.
But at the end of the day, Snoop gave him to Jermaine Dupri and Jermaine Dupri made him who he was.
Is.
You know what I'm saying? Who he was, because he's not that any longer.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So at the end of the day, he still got to pay homage and be grateful.
That's the thing about biting the hand that feeds
you. Yeah.
Perfect example.
But the thing is, though, you know what I'm saying? We live in that world that once we ascend to the next level, we forget those who helped us get there.
Exactly.
And that's what's happening with Bow Wow. Because Jermaine Dupri is busy. He can't answer your phone call all the time. You know, give him a second to hit you right back. Just because he didn't answer you, you're going through a meltdown. All of a sudden, it's like, yo, I'm going to tell somebody this. Like, come on, bro.
Temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Like, you're a grown-ass man.
Yeah, exactly.
You got kids.
I'm too old for that shit.
And you're in your 30s. Isn't he, like, 35?
I have no idea how old he is.
I think he's my old. How did he get on Growing Up Hip-Hop in the first place? I thought Growing Up Hip-Hop was people that were growing 30, up
son.
In hip-hop right now.
Bow
Wow
in his
20s.
Like,
Bow Wow's not that
all
young,
them,
though.
All of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, Romeo, he's on there. He was growing up in hip hop. I have no idea.
But why we named the show Growing Up?
Because they grew up in hip hop.
It should say grew up.
Because he was also a child star too, Romeo.
Didn't they have like a little bit of a beef?
That's there. They was trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Little Romeo,
little
Bow Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was your team Little Romeo or team Little Bow Wow? Did you even like them?
No.
You was a kid. You probably was like a little nigga. You were like, no, like listen
rapper,
to R&B.
The illest kid rapper that never got the shine that they got. With Shaheem, the Rugged Child. You know what I'm saying? From the Wu-Tang Clan. Shout out to Shaheem, the Rugged Child.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. He was super talented. Super talented. And then before Shaheem, I think it was my man A Plus as well. So those two individuals right there paved the way for them.
For that generation. Yeah,
word up.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know that. But do you think about? I said, but do you think? What do you think about? What do you think about Kanye apologizing to Drake? You know, I know what my thought was. Hold on, let me say it.
Who apologized to who?
Kanye.
Kanye apologized to Drake about what, the Pusha T situation?
So Kanye, I actually have the tweets, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me pull up my email. Sorry, I bet you can hear all of that, can't you?
So gravy.
Oh, I thought you nodded and said yes. Cause, no.
Man, that Kanye Drake.
Kanye is just canceled. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I love old Kanye. I will always bump all his old albums. See, but I just don't want to think about Kanye.
How do you want people to remember you? Do you want people to remember you as a child or what you accomplished as an adult?
What did he accomplish as an adult?
No, but I'm asking you the question.
What I accomplished as an adult.
Right, it's evolution, right?
So
as a musician, you have to change because you said I will always bump his old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's canceled for me right now.
Yes.
Well, you know, people, you can't keep rapping about the same stuff. And as an artist, you got to push yourself to do stuff different.
Are you saying that he? That's what he did?
That's definitely what he did.
As a positive?
No, I'm not saying. See, you're trying to curve what I'm saying. I'm not saying what he did was positive, mm-hmm. but he did what he did to bring out his music.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has a lane. Everybody has something, you know what I'm saying, within themselves, how they promote their music. And unfortunately for Kanye, he was going through depression, you know what I'm saying, coming out there saying that he was taking pills, or whatever the case may be. That's what he did. And it drew people to his music.
What do you think about Childish Gambino saying all he needed is a black woman? And he'll be all right.
But Childish Gambino is married to a white girl, right? So who is he to say that?
I think his girlfriend's halfway. I'm not sure.
Okay, but who is he to say that? You know?
Word. I mean.
Hypocritical.
You know, who is he to say that at the end of the day?
He's still with her?
I'm not even sure, actually. I haven't checked in on that, but last time I checked, they were engaged. I thought they were engaged. I think she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And blessings, you know what I'm saying, to that, to bringing in life into the world.
Ah, yes.
You know? At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Damn.
Handed. That was a good handoff. What do you think about him apologizing to Drake, though? What did you say in the matter? Like, did you...
It's over with. Like, I think it's a little bit too late, but for him, he felt like, I need to do this so I can move forward. And that was cool. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what he felt as a human, as a person. Like, I need to do this so I can feel better at night. All right? More power to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But in reference toward it being done in the limelight or whatever the case may be, I don't think anybody really cares.
That's definitely true. Let me pull up the tweet so that way I can give you a background on what he said.
Bang, bang. Justin, okay, Street Musician, out October 11th. Make sure you pre-order Spotify, iTunes.
I wish we had, like, funk flex bombs. We can go, boom. Like, every time you say. Okay, so let me go. Let me say this. Let me start by apologizing. Oh, wait, okay, hold on.
These are the tweets that Kanye posted apologizing to Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the lovely Leash reciting them.
Hello.
Bung bung.
Listen in. Kanye West starts off and says, Kanye West. Starting great. Mm-hmm. Off to a great start. All right, so he says, let me start by apologizing for stepping on your release date in the first place. We were building a bond and working on music together, including squashing the issues with Cudi at our office. When I put up the date, I was a bit ramped up, doing 25 tweets a day. First of all, I'm laughing at that because
25 tweets a day.
Who counts how angry they are about how many tweets they put up?
Right.
Anyway, TMZ happened shortly after. I have to hop on the plane now. We'll type more when I land. Plane taxiing for takeoff. ... Because we spoke about doing Lift Yourself together, I should have given you the opportunity for us to do this together before I released it. Since we were building as friends and brothers, I should have spoken to Pusha about the Quentin Miller bar. There should have been no songs with my involvement that had any negative energy towards you. I never listened to either diss track that followed, but I dare hear quotes from both songs after they were released. I did not have any conversations about your child with Pusha. I don't play with the idea of people's children after I spoke to Wiz a few years earlier with that whole situation with him and his people. I understand Pusha's issue as a man. If someone mentions your fiance, men go mask off, which understandably, I get that. I get it. Right. I've done the same thing myself sometimes. I love you and I love Pusha, and we all have an admiration for each other's craft. This is all Jedi level. I will be coming to your show within the next 7 days to give love and be inspired by the art you have created. Because the reason that he even tweeted any of this was because he saw a picture, he said, and was like, oh my God, your show looks mad immaculate. Wish I could come stop through. And he added Drake. And then like 10 minutes later, he did this whole rant. Mm. So my thoughts, don't accept the apology.
I think, you know what I'm saying, would have made it more of a real man situation if he called them. If he called them and then put it on social media, whatever the case may be.
Afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Just be like, yo.
Been like, even if Drake didn't accept the phone call apology, still been like, exactly. Well.
You know what I'm saying?
This is also, I would have been respecting this. This was all fake. Once again, coming for, like, trying to be relevant, trying to get some album sales,
That's the thing, man. Everybody out here trying to get album sales, you know? And it's sad that it has to come to this.
People be fake demands a certain way, too.
It's sad that it had to come to this, you know?
Did you see his new video?
With baby who?
With Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
I'm sorry, I was passing it to you.
They got, like, big clothes on or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
I didn't actually see the video, but I saw a couple memes, you know? I think the beat is hard. The beat is hard. And he also working with Chance the Rapper.
That I understand.
Lil Pump?
I don't understand.
See, but you know, you gotta see the people before him, like Puffy. When you see Puffy, right, he will work with people that's hot to keep himself relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's what it's all about.
Mm.
It's all about reinventing yourself.
Like Drake constantly
it's
reinvents
all
himself.
About reinventing yourself. That's the only way you're gonna succeed in this music business.
Yeah.
You see LL Cool J? LL Cool J reinvented himself, I want to say, through 3 decades.
Mm.
Through 3 decades. How many other rappers can say they've been that successful?
Yeah, he's still relevant.
Yeah.
People you know still talk about him.
Word.
Now he's a TV show host, and now we have another.
And he has his own podcast, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What? Put it on. I love listening to other podcasts.
So, you know, it's all about reinventing yourself. That's the only way you're going to survive in this game. That's it.
Would you reinvent yourself?
I would. In reference to reinventing myself, it would depend. Like, for example, at one point in time, I was 315 pounds.
Really?
Now I'm currently 245. So
wow.
I would take that as a reinvention.
But you're also a tall person, too.
Yeah, but I was very heavy.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was very bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take that as a reinvention.
It definitely depends,
you know what I'm saying, on what the reinvention would be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I would like to go vegan. I would like to reinvent myself in that form.
Mm-hmm. I know some people that have gone vegan. It's a big, major lifestyle change.
I was an avocado vegetarian for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. 10 years. And what happened was, you know, the kids, I was cooking,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have nobody else. That's the first time I actually saw a ring come out of somebody that smoked part of me. You know what I'm saying? I digressed. I was amazed by this.
Impressed.
Yeah, word. So I was cooking. You know, I was cooking chicken for the seeds.
Come back in.
And there was nobody there for a second opinion.
Oh, yeah.
So.
For the seeds. I just caught that. I'm sorry.
I cut it open. Mm-hmm. I took a bite, and that was all she wrote.
Yeah?
I stopped being an avalacto vegetarian at that moment when I took the first piece of chicken.
Wow.
Avalacto vegetarian, for those who may not know, is just a person, you know what I'm saying, who is a vegetarian but also deals with dairy products like cheese, eggs, milk, you know, fruit, salads, vegetables. That's an avalacto vegetarian. Mm-hmm. I was there for 10 years.
Wow.
So I would like to revert to being a vegan.
A vegan.
Yeah. I will step it up. I will go vegan.
So are you a...
avalacto vegetarian? Mm-hmm. No longer.
Are you that now?
No.
So you're eating fried chicken.
I'm eating fried chicken. I'm eating baked chicken. You know, I'm also juicing now.
No. Okay.
I'm also juicing now.
No fast food.
Nah.
Not even Chick-fil-A?
Nah. I do I don't know if you would consider the what's that called, the chicken store fast food.
Oh,
I do
the chicken
from there. Yeah, you know, the fried chicken, keep it 100.
Hello, who don't go to the chicken shack?
I get that grilled chicken.
We got the I mean, you know, you got your cheat days. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
I cheat every day.
Like salmon, bro.
Salmon is good.
Salmon. Over everything.
Yeah. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I would definitely seek reinvention in a positive way.
I'm gonna, I fucks with it.
We gotta find ways to reinvent yourself in a positive way every day.
Word.
That should, I mean, that should, shouldn't that be the goal?
That should be everyone's top goal in their life, to keep bettering yourself.
Evolution, man. You know?
Better yourself and help better everybody around you.
Our health is our wealth, bro. At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
our health is our wealth. I can't stress that long, strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me for stumbling over my words. I think I'm getting secondhand smoke.
It's definitely a hot box right now.
Yeah.
Should have warned you. Sorry.
We still in here. I'm still slugging it out.
We're still doing this.
Word.
And we're chilling.
The bell hasn't rung yet.
I'm waiting.
I'm still slugging it out.
Did you hear about the whole thing with Machine Gun Kelly versus Eminem?
I mean, that's just he said what he said, Eminem said what he said, you know, and then Machine Gun Kelly came out with a rebuttal. I think it was hard. I think he did his numbers.
I liked the Rap Devil. I liked that.
He did his numbers.
I would put it on a playlist. I don't know about you.
I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely workout music. Yeah.
Definitely pumps you up.
Yeah, work it up. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing on that. And that's all I can say.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, though,
where is my belt?
What did he gain from that, though? See,
he
gotta start
getting his respect back for me.
For you?
Definitely. Okay. Even though it probably was still kind of weird because he wasn't really dissing. Like, if you listen back to the lyrics, it wasn't really digging. And, like, I thought a diss was supposed to dig. Like, oh, we scooping out dirt and throwing mm-hmm. it back in your face type situation.
Right.
But right now, it was like a simmer burn.
Okay.
Like, it was a burn, but a simmer.
Right.
I don't know. But, I mean, I got my respect because he had a few good bars in there. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But...
It's all about the culture. It's keeping the culture alive.
Because he's still a legend.
Yeah.
Even if you diss the legend, you still have to acknowledge that they are still a legend.
Right.
Like, they can't just go, you fell off and that's it. No, but you did have a career. Like, you did do numbers.
I'm not that big of an Eminem fan.
Yeah, I don't... I'm not going to tell you I downloaded every album. I don't think
I've purchased any album. I like a couple of his, I'm not going to lie, I like a couple of his singles. Yeah,
Love the Way You Lie, I don't know. Only because Rihanna was in
it. I like a couple of his singles, but besides that, I was never a huge Eminem fan.
Same. I don't know. It's just, I always have those few artists that I'm just like, yeah, I like some of your songs, but.
Right.
That's it. Like.
Really,
I'm not
going
to come to your concert,
right.
Unless you're with, like, partnered with my favorite artist, or maybe, I don't know. Did you hear about the grocery store security guard / tending officer that tasered an 11-year-old girl?
No, I did not hear about that. Yeah, 11-year-old girl?
Yeah. Wow. Because she was suspected of stealing air quotes, guys, if you don't hear them.
She was black.
She was black. They were both black.
The security guard was black, too?
Yes. And you want to know what he told this little girl?
What?
He told her, and it's a video on his body cam, because they forget they got those, that he was, like, telling her, I didn't want to tase you. You know I didn't want to tase you. And she was just sitting there. They blurred her face. So I bet you she was crying, but
yeah.
They blurred her face. So then he was like, and she was like, no. And he was like, this is why they don't have grocery stores in the black community.
Terrible. See, that's that's.
Oh, because kids like you steal it.
In-house nigga mentality. That's basically.
Hello,
what it
and
is.
He was just as dark as us.
That's what I'm saying. In-house nigga mentality. We the same color, but I'm in the house, so I think I'm better than you.
And that's literally what when I had a whole episode about. I literally had a whole episode dedicated to that topic. I called it skin folk versus kin folk. Like, some people are your skin folk. They look like you.
Right.
They might act like you sometimes, but they don't act, like, they don't have the same mentality about the experiences you've all gone through as a collective.
Exactly.
They just check skin folk. Yeah, kin folk are people that actually understand the experience and will talk about and revel against those that are oppressing us instead of going
overseas.
With their side. That's what I'm saying. Some people just skin folk. Man. That's definitely a skin folk moment.
That's sad though, man. It's sad that they had to come to that.
And they said that they don't know if they he's not suspended. Judgment. He's not suspended for
that's
doing
sad.
That.
The hell?
He tased her. She had welts, a lesion on her back.
So did she actually steal?
Nope. Her friends took some stuff.
All right.
But he caught the wrong girl.
She was guilty by association.
She ran after right. He said, stop. He said, you kept running. Because, you know, he had that country accent. You kept running.
You kept running because you don't want to get caught by cops.
So I tased you.
Like, what? So you tased her, though? Like,
be still now.
Be
you
still.
You can't catch her. Like,
stop wiggling.
Be still now. I don't want to do this.
Like, how?
But you still do it.
Listen.
Yeah. I don't know how you find it in your heart to even tase
a kid.
A kid.
I would at least try to trip her.
I would have tried to find any other, you know what I'm saying, mean to stop
like
that
you
situation.
You pointing a weapon at a child. That's
you took crazy. A taser out and was like, stop.
Yeah.
And that alone would have traumatized me. So I would have dipped too. And then as you still pointed at me, you shoot it and I get hit. That's so disturbing. Like, imagine as a child dealing with not even that traumatic experience of having someone point a gun at you, but also having an officer point the gun at you. Someone that you think is supposed to protect you.
Yeah, so now it's like, fuck the cops.
And now that's where we get this mentality in the black community with instances like these where we see, the cops don't care about me. Mm. Why should I care about them?
Even a black cop.
Right.
Even a black cop.
We're not weak. It's not black. It's not brown.
Any authority
black skin,
figure.
It's blue skin.
Exactly. 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 Speaking on Republican, did you hear about Meghan McCain?
Oh, she did her eulogy for her father.
Yes. R.I.P. to John McCain. Even though I never supported him, he was
tough
very
individual.
Much against a lot of black issues. So.
But then later on, he kind of like came back and said that
he
you know.
Did. But
we don't know if that was genuine though.
You did what you did. I don't know. It happened.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
No take back seas. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel you.
But RIP, no respect. You know, that's right. But she did a eulogy to him, and I guess it pissed a few Trump supporters off because in the eulogy, she said, my father's America was always great. It didn't need to be any greater. So she, Yes. Indulge, my brother. Oh, they're so adorable.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's cool. That's Sumo and that's Jeunesse.
Oh, she's not adorable. Oh, my God. You guys are cute. I love it. Shouts out to you guys. Don't listen. I don't know if it's appropriate for you to be listening.
Shout out to Sumo. Shout out to Tutu. Daddy love you.
Yes. So Fox News, as you know, is fully Republican. Fox News and Friends is even more Republican. And I guess it pissed off one of their news anchors decided to talk about it and said she was disrespectful to President Trump for even saying that. And his name was Garrett Tenney. And he said, how dare she even come out of her mouth and say those words.
Say it the way he would say it. How dare she come out of her mouth and say something
How
like that?
How dare she
disrespect
our nation's great president?
Right. Yeah. What's wrong with her, Daryl?
I'm tired. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for hitting the dude, but I'm tired. I'm tired. White people, chill out. Yeah. Not everything's so serious. Not everything relates to your dear President Trump like that. Like, relax. Shout out to the woke white people. Like, black white people. Like, the black white people. Like, shout out to them because
the Oreos. The Oreos.
Yeah. The people that we accept. Come to the cookout. Like, don't even ask for the invitation. You already can come. Slide through. Like, shout out to them because these other people. They talking about snowflakes. Y'all should be called the snowflakes. They call white liberal snowflakes, the people that support black issues.
Right.
They call them snowflakes. But honestly, I thought that was derogatory. Like, shouldn't they be calling y'all snowflakes? Because y'all are the ones with the data? I'm confused. Why can't you confuse me? But yeah, that happened. Any more topics? Did we go through them all?
I think we covered them all, Leash.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anything piquing your interest? We still got like
October 11th, you know what I'm saying? October 11th, just another street musician coming out. Make sure you pre-order Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. We out here, you know what I'm saying?
Shameless plugs.
I love it. Like Leash. Todd, you haven't said any topics, man, and I didn't invite you just for the smoke session, bro.
I've been out here.
Yeah?
I'm asking.
How was your day? How was everybody's day? I didn't even ask that.
My day has been very long.
Yeah.
Exhausting, you know me.
I work overnight. Like a vampire.
No, I work overnight.
His eyes red.
Oh, yeah, bruh. She get me like this.
Come on the show. We gotta
get you a bunch of edibles. We're gonna get you like.
Next time, I got you.
Nano, you need to come up here, Nano.
Listen. Anybody that knows any good plugs for the edibles, for the cartridges, for the vape pens, hit me up. Like, come on. I'm all down to try new stuff. And I'll buy anything. I'm not cheap.
You gotta rephrase that. You won't buy anything. You gotta rephrase that.
I don't wait. Anything cannabis. I'll buy anything.
People all in your DMs. Somebody, you say you'll buy it.
I got the money.
They gonna just make anything and be like, yeah, she said she'll buy it.
I'll be like, excuse me. I'm gonna report this page. I don't want that. Get out of here.
Word. But I think this was a good segment right here.
You like this segment?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Real time. We spoke about things impacting the social media world. You know,
social injustices that kill us. You know,
indeed.
Like past responding.
So it's a good time when we talk about Shad Moss.
Nah, man.
No, call him by his real name, please.
What is that?
Bauer.
I can't even pronounce that.
They're not even funny anymore. To be honest with y'all, their posts are getting annoying, though.
What we gotta do for that? Like,
how did that happen? You didn't even touch it.
I didn't touch it. I think the wire
podcast.
Oh, the wire knocked it.
Yeah, because it was loose already.
Oh.
Podcast ghost.
Listen, the podcast ghost. You appeared out of nowhere. So concerned. That was great concern. I mean, all right. How much time we got left? We got 10 minutes to kill, guys. What did I talk about? Is it good? Yeah.
You know, you could cut that out.
Yeah, we definitely can.
Make sure y'all follow me on social media. You know, Stack. Hold on, I'm fixing the mic. Stack_F.Dollar DOLLAHS.
Okay.
You can find me on.
Where'd you get that name from?
Repeat that. And
you gotta repeat it again.
Okay. 5 seconds.
He's gonna delete the last part.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you.
Word.
What was you
can find me.
Well, we gotta get you one of those director cut things.
You can find me on Instagram, stack_f.dollar DOLLAHS.
Yes.
And you can find me on Facebook, stack_f.dollar DOLLAHS. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube too. Mantecapai, MANTECAPAI. Bang bang.
Yes. Also, I have a question. Where'd you get the name Stack Federal Dollars?
Well, what I'm saying, Stack is a self-teacher and creator of my kingdom. That's what Stack stands for. And then when I was doing federal time in the military, I added the federal dollars to it because at that point in time, people had like last names. So I was like, I bet, you know, let me add something to this to give it more flair, give it more pop.
Yeah.
So that's why I was stacked federal dollars.
You called it doing time.
Yeah, I was locked up. I was locked
in the military?
Yeah, in the military. I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps, 2nd Assault Battalion, Amphibious Battalion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. If you ain't tracks, you ain't shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And I got caught up, you know what I'm saying, dealing drugs. You know what I'm saying? That was
it. Oh, and so they put you in military jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know what I'm
saying?
I was trying to figure out where the doing time came in relation to the
state the, federal dollars.
Yeah. So I was like, wait.
Dealing ecstasy, you know, I got caught up, and they gave me time for that.
Were you doing it to other soldiers?
Or selling ecstasy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was selling to, you know, whoever wanted it. I was.
That really sheds a light. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in there. It's definitely in there. It's a plague in there. Mm. You know, it's not all clean. You know what I'm saying? But was a point in my life. I don't really.
Yeah.
What's the word?
Never dwell on the past. It's definitely something.
Yeah. I don't boost that up. You know what I'm saying? I don't put no light on that. But it is what it is. It's just something I went through.
It's what you went through.
Here we are.
It's an experience.
Yeah.
It helps to your repertoire. it's great.
That's all. PLO got thrown out the car and ran over by the Method Man Jeep. When you said repertoire, that's the line that came to me.
I was like, it's a freestyle. I was like, wow, you're a Wu-Tang fan. You've listened to this episode, episode 9.
Shabar Benji's.
With Stack Federal Dollars.
Manteca, bye.
Stack Federal Dollars in the building. And I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, please make sure y'all pre-subscribe or pre-order, you know what I'm saying, my album, Just Another Street Musician. It will be out October 11th. Definitely a lot of bangers on there, well put together, quality substance music. Shout out the whole 85 Music. Shout out the whole Power City. Shout out Lit Like
Leash.
You know what I'm saying? For putting this together and giving a platform for artists to come through and just speak their minds and actually promote their product.
You know, I like to dwell.
Yeah.
And I guess other than that, Taj, anything to say before we close it out and go into the Litty
Track? Shout out to Lit Like Leash and Stack F Dollars.
Manteca Pai.
Yeah, Manteca Pai.
Bang, bang, bang.
I wish I had that kind of pronunciation available.
Try it.
Let's it's see. Not hard.
My mouth.
I like it, actually.
It.
My mouth is dry.
Manteca Pai.
There's water right there. See, there's no excuse. There you go. Try it.
All right. Manteca Pai.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll take that. We'll take that for the win, Pat.
Okay. keep those blunts lit and keep those minds sparked. Mm-hmm. Wait. The Litty Track of the Week is?
The World Is Yours, featuring the angelic voice of Ruth Bennett.
Ruth Bennett?
Yeah.
Ruth? You on this track, girl? I didn't know that was you. Okay, sis. I'm going to have to add you on the Instagram.
What's good? All right.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. All right. Keep those butt lit.
She took that track to a whole new level with her voice. She's a dope artist.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow. Okay, let's listen in.
Word.
Listen in. All right, see you guys. Toodles.
Manteca.
Deterred by the fiends, captivated by the scene. At the age of 13, lust in corner currency. I saw it vividly, junkies kissing my Nikes. Opened by swap, my torso with 50 beams. Looking at the front window, lost in my street dreams. A couple stung in a sting, caught moving big things. watching the main source of dudes living like kings, backing out American muscle, fronting in form V's. They stampeded through like bulls and their horses. Benz and Porsches, Saabs and 740s. Golden mammals draped on their black Barbies. Different stick up kids in a street hierarchy. Live individuals, a bunch of smooth criminals. Living the dotted floors, moonwalking through the law. Bodies lit up the block like the video for Billie Jean. I remember the time when I started doing my thing. I was about 15. Reciting cash rules, everything around me cream. Crime dialogue, young criminals, peace lord, you know the world is. Steelers is on the bus, 3-6 Jerome Bettis. Me and mine's on a mission, M's over the G's. But before you get to the M's, you got to see the D. Put the D up on the block, now you touching them C's. Fast forward 2018, this for my little G's. Invest in yourself, learn and read. Before you cop the belt, Lord, I had the lawyer fees. Cause when the cuffs come, ain't no let me call money. Cause when you call money, money talking all funny. The first thing he say, yo, what happened to your money? The more you are prepared, the less you are scared. Don't be without a rifle, the war's been declared. Speaking with confidence, they trying to silence my strength. There's always power in numbers, don't you ever forget. The world is yours. Started writing profusely, called carpal tunnel. Compare me to the blue nose that bit through his muzzle. No escaping reality, I swig and reminisce. I pour the fifth and I subconsciously drift. They seeking to persecute me, I'm a proud black spick. To usher in the change, you gotta do more to raise a fist. Learning through different scandals, this life is a gamble. Willing to risk it all is the only way to play. The same thing to medicate you could terminate you. Everything in moderation except for the paper chasing. Subconsciously, it seems like an obligation, especially when small faces are constantly observating. Cuddlingus, verbal penetration. Have my seeds before wedlock, premarital fornication. I tell them to be prominent, study your economics. Don't move with hesitation, practice your meditation. Can't commit sleepy acts claiming you awake. Learn from your mistakes, don't be driven by hate. Correct each other's flaws and the world is.